Rambam Hilchas Isurei Bia Perek Yudalid Halacha Hei. So here the Rambam talks about the halachas of Giyur. And in this Perek, the Rambam talks about the Seder of how you makabel a ger. So you first push him away, and you explain to him that the Yidden these days are Dchuyim Utchufim and have it hard. And then if he's makabel, he still says, I want to become a ger. So then you tell him the Ikrei Hadas, and which is Yichud Hashem, and Yisar Veda Zora, and then Miktas Kalas V'chamuras, including the Avera of Leket Shikram Peya, and Maisa Sheni, of not taking that, and also the punishment of mitzvahs, that before he was a ger, he didn't have the severity of the punishments, and now he will. And then, on the other hand, we also explain to him, now that he's accepted, he would still wants to become a ger, even though it's difficult. We say that the reason it's difficult is only because that the Yidden are waiting for a greater schar in Olam Haba, and in order that they shouldn't get spoilt in this world, so the Eibishter gives them a little bit of a harder time, so they'll keep to the straight and narrow, and be zeicher to chay Olam Haba. If he's mekabel all this and he says I still want to become a Yid, so in Halacha Hey the Rambam says mali noisim miyad, you immediately make him a bris milah. And then after he heals, you bring him to a mikveh, and again you tell him the Ikrei Hadas, and you tovel him in the mikveh. And then it becomes a complete ger. So Mefarshim ask, L'chayra, why do we start with Mila Dafka? Mila is a why not first tefillah? I mean, again, he's not, till he becomes a ger, he's not chayev anyway. So he's electing, he's choosing to either to become a ger. So he's choosing to do milah and choosing to do tefillah. So why do we dafka do milah first? So the Gemara says, because she who mitzvah le'mashin, and we don't push off a mitzvah. But for the same price, the Mefarshim, some Mefarshim ask, as the Magid Mishnah brings, for a ger, tefillah is also part of the halacha that he has to do. Like we say earlier in Perek Yud Gimel, Mol V'Loi Tovel, Tovel V'Loi Mol. If you didn't do both of those, then you're not Yotzer. So that's one question that Mefarshim ask. and again, because both of them are Likuva. When it comes to the carbon, we say it's not Likuva. He brings it when there's a base on Migdosh. He brings a carbon. In other words, a ger has to have three things: milah, tefillah, of a carbon. Because nowadays we can't bring a carbon, he could push it off to later. But when it comes to milah, tefillah, he has to have both. As the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, or Perkut Gimel, Mov Loi Tovel, Tovel Loi Mol, he's not a ger. So why does he say about both that it's pushing it off? That's the one question. In other words, when it comes to Lamashal Ger Toshav, we say, Ein Mekavlim Ger Toshav Bizman Azeh. If you can't be Makabal Ger Toshav, so Lachura, you could say the same thing. There's no carbon today. So we can't be Makabal Ger today. Nor then we don't say that. We say that if it's a Ger, if it's Malva Tovel, that's good. And it's also from the Gemara, Malva Tovel. But by the carbon, we don't say it's Likuva. Another Shaila, the Mefarshim ask, is that in Hilchas Mila, the Rambam says as follows. Hold on. This is in Perak Aleph of Hilchas Mila, Halacha Zayin. Ger shenichnas likal Yisrael chayv mila tchila. V'mol k'shar yakum tzarech latev menon dam bris, b'yam shen is gayer, v'chein kotn shneilat shum mol tzarech latev dam bris. So from there it's mashma, that the milah by a ger is just because of the mitzvah of milah, not because of it's a part of gerus. It says that he's chayv, the first thing he has to do right away is he has to have a bris. He's nichnas likal Yisrael, he's already a ger. Chayv milah tchila, the first thing he has to right away get a bris. So how did he enter in klal Yisrael first to do matzruchim a bris bichlal? And then it says it's just like a cotton shenola, just like he cotton has to have a tatofas dam bris if he already was mohol also akum. So it's mashma that it's a mitzvah. It's not part of the process of giur. That's the second shaila. Well, here it's mashma, it's part of gear. Ad kadei kach, that before he even became a ger, the first thing he does is mila to make him become a ger. However, over there it's mashma that on the day that he's nichnas b'chal chesrol, he right away needs to do the mitzvah of mila. So l'chura, is it a part of gerus or is it just a mitzvah that he has to do als a yid when he becomes a yid? So to understand this, I need to look in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Yisurabiyah. Zokter Rambam, Mishloisha Dvarim Nichnasu Yisrael of Rismila Libris Libemila Utfila V'Karban. Three things the Yidden L'chatchila when they became a nation by Matan Torah, they had three things that made them Yidden, that they entered in the Bris in the covenant with Eibishter. They entered in this deal, this commitment with Eibishter, that they're going to be his people. That was, it was Mila, Tefillah, V'Karban. And then, so what do we see from here? That Mila, and then the Rama continues, sorry, also L'Doiris, when a guy wants to become a Yid, he wants to L'Konis L'Bris, he wants to enter the Bris with the Eibishter, or L'Stoifav Tachas, Kant V'Yashchino, in Allah Dalet, V'Kabbal Lov Al-Tayra, Tzorich, Mila, Tefillah, V'Tzorich, Karban, need these three as well. So, you see over here that Mila is not just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is an inaugurating mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is as the word bris implies, it's a mitzvah that enters you into the covenant with Eibishter. So it's not just it's not even a mitzvah kolis. It's like the very first thing when you enter in to become connected with Eibishter, tachas kamfi ashchina. The mitzvah is what bring the mila is what brings you in. So, on one hand, mila is a mitzvah for everybody. For a katan shenolad, it's also a mitzvah. L'chura his atke dekach that while he's a katan and he's not chayv in mitzvahs, you have to give him a bris mila. And we don't say that later on, once he becomes chayv in mitzvahs, then you need to give him another bris, because the bris that he has when he's a katan, even though he's not chayv in mitzvahs, that already, so to say, patters him or inaugurates him into Klal Yisrael, into becoming in the bris with Eibishter. So you see that already, that mila mitzad atzma, even though it's a mitzvah, it doesn't require that your mamash independently chayev milachatchila, because the whole gedder of the mitzvah of bris mila is that it's a mitzvah that ushers you into Klal Yisrael and to having a connection and a bris with Eibishter. So. Ebazei. With this, we understand also that the Rogachava says a similar vart. The Rogachava says that it's both. It's part of the Kabbalah Samitzvahs, and it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, because part of what a ger needs to do is Kabbalah Samitzvahs. But here in the Rambam's words, it's a mitzvah that inaugurates you into Klal Yisrael. So, Memela, there's two things happening at the same time. The Sai, there's a mitzvah happening. And Sai, there's an inaugurating happening into Klal Yisrael. So with this we'll understand both questions. On one hand, we're asking, why do we, when we makdim bris before the tefillah dafka, l'chura, they're both part of it. So we say, shiu mitzvah le'mashinun. Because in bris, you have both milas. Sai, it's a mitzvah. It's one of the tariag mitzvahs. And Sai, it's bringing you in to become a ger. To become a ger is not one of the Tariq mitzvahs. There's halachas of how you become a ger. So tefillah is part of those halachas. But mila has both milas. Sai, it's inaugurating you into Klal Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah. And with this, we'll also understand the other shaila. We asked, l'chur, it's a mitzvah for niyatzma. The answer is, it's both. And ad kadei kach, that even a cotton that has a bris is already yotze for later. You don't need to do a toughest dhamma even later. The fact that he has a bris even when he's a cotton patters him from the mitzvah from later. So it's al derech, where we say, gitoy v'yodei born ka'achas. The second, as soon as he has the bris, he has two things happening to him. Sai, he's becoming part of Klal Yisrael, and Sai, he's being mekayim the mitzvah. Perhaps the reason is because the mitzvah gufa is hasara sa'orlo. So, as long as you have asara sa'orla b'shas, you're a yid, or as you're becoming a yid, then later on the mitzvah is mekuyam, even once you become a full yid and a full gadol later on.